Yes, sir. We are back with another interview. We're on the Duno.
I don't know. This is not a show. We're just on the Duno. You feel me?
You know what I mean? We're on No Jumper. We're interviewing more people. And I got Christina Icon in this. How y'all doing?
Good.
I can't put a gun to my head so I can do this interview.
Technically, it's pointed at your belly now.
That's true. How was the drive?
He almost crashed.
You almost crashed, fool?
Almost doesn't count in this world.
Yes, it does.
You almost could have not been here on the show.
That's true.
No, we literally almost crashed.
Was it your fault or the driver's fault?
Well, let her say the truth since she wants to say it.
Okay, so basically he's just lost in his, you know, in his thoughts always. So I'm like, Eric, there's the car.
Eric.
Daniel.
You have a stupid name.
You have a very common one.
That's true. No, you do too, asshole.
You're like an average asshole.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, so you have the driving?
Yeah, no, the point is we were trying to hop on the express one or carpool. What is it called? Express lane or whatever? Fast trackies.
Yeah, fast track.
The fast track. And we're pulling in and there's like a little white car, Asian old man.
Yeah. And then what? You almost hit him?
Yeah, he had a brake and we were almost going
he
like 100.
He almost hit me.
Oh, he almost
hit. He almost hit us because he swerved into our lane.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Slammed on my brakes.
You were mad, huh? Talking mad.
After I clearly regained control of the vehicle, I sped up
and like,
and I pulled up and I looked at him and then I realized we were in San Gabriel Valley. He's just an old Asian man. It's very common for that to happen.
That was kind of borderline racist.
It's been a real racist time around this place. Shout out to everyone. Yeah. I don't want to name drop anyone.
You know what I mean? But we strictly here for Christina, not Icon, you guys, because Christina.
Let's refer to her as Negra, since that's the name she's going by.
We're
going to
get into that, fool. Can you let me do my job?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, sir.
Fat ass up. Anyways, Christina, I'm going to say Negra too. Christina has a new show on YouTube called Indicted.
Yes, Indicted TV.
And I know, I met you guys about three years ago.
No, probably longer. Probably like, we didn't even have the baby.
You did have Cupid when I met you. He was a newborn. In Cupid's what, three?
Yeah.
So I met Icon filming a video with Jay Bless. And then I met you shortly, like, I'm going to say like a month after for another music video when the time the drum fell on the girls.
Would you say I helped make you popular by putting you in that music video that got 10 million views?
No. I grabbed somebody's shirt in the music video. Like while playing dice or something, it was like you were kind of like doing like B-roll or some shit like that. He definitely didn't help me get famous. Anyways, so I met you guys that a long time ago. And then I remember you were doing the fucking the Tooth Fairy shit here, right?
I know. I think I just started
That shit was like barely growing. And then one time we were sitting down, was it when I went to your house after you made me take, when I did the photo shoot for That's My Bread?
You went to my house after that, yeah.
Okay, and then we want to go eat and all that shit. No, that's not when I found out. I found out about your past when when I want to go do the photo shoot with the old school backdrops.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go do the photo shoot.
When you done the Feed Me Flicas.
When the Feed Me Flicas. And then we want to go eat. And then you were sitting there. And then we're like clowning back and forth. And then you told this fool, I think, like, something like, oh, I'm more gangster than you or some shit like that. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that stupid shit. You know how he starts talking and doing his little rants. All bellied out, editing a video that he doesn't want to edit. And I was like, wow, tell me more about your story. And then you, like, briefly told me, but now you have Indicted. And Icon hit me like, hey, I'm doing this shit. I'm like, that's a fucking genius idea. But it could be a little tricky because it's a case that happened before, right?
Yeah, we're basically just interviewing people that I've already done and over with their time and even probation. But I mainly just kind of want to interview a lot of women. Basically, you don't hear too many stories of women. It's always fucking guys. Oh, this fool's fucking too hard. You don't ever interview or see the perspective of the woman. But the things, you know, the things they go through, just everything, the experience, you know, the cough, everything.
Yeah, like in that life. So where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northeast LA.
Oh, in the Nella.
In a little area called Glassell Park.
Okay. I used to play water polo at that pool right there.
What, Glassell Park?
At Glassell Park. The outdoor one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I definitely played.
What was your nickname for your team? Like when you were on the team, what was your nickname?
My name?
Yeah, you didn't have a nickname? Like, they didn't call you Shamu or anything in the
water?
No. What, you did you swimming? Make,
yeah, I did swim my whole life. I played for the Echo Park Pool Sharks.
Nice.
And then I played all over, like LaSalle, El
Your
Sereno.
Your new name is Big Shammy from now on.
Ooh, I'm talking to Christina. Shut the fuck up.
All right, go.
Also, so you grew up in Glassell Park.
Yes.
And then... Did he ever move, or you were there your whole life?
Well, I moved there when I was like 7 or 8 years old, when after my parents got divorced.
From where?
From like Washington and Normandy, that area. Like,
oh,
like what is it? Like South Central or some shit?
So like Mid-City.
Oh, yeah, like okay. Mid-City, yeah.
So from Mid-City, you moved to Glassell Park.
Yeah.
And then you went to school out there.
Yeah, I went to
elementary, middle school.
I went to Fletcher Drive, Irving Middle School, and I went to all the high schools around that area.
Oh, okay, so you went to every single school in the
yeah,
area.
Yeah, every single one, like Eagle Rock, Franklin, Highland Park Continuation, Ramona Hall, and then I got kicked out, and then I just went to a different city. Like,
oh, so at this point, you were just fucking all around being a badass kid. Did you go to Juvenile Hall?
I did go to Juvenile Hall a lot. I went all the way to, like... Almost going to YA.
Wow.
But I had...
Fuck, they have YA for girls?
Yeah, they have YA for girls.
I didn't know. Yeah, I just thought...
Yeah, so I almost went to YA, but the last violation, my mom and my cousin put me in a fucking mental home so that I don't get violated, so that I'm like, hey, I'm helping myself now, you know.
Okay. Alpha, what were the cases you were getting as a kid?
First was my GTA robbery.
Okay. But as a kid, that's a slap in the wrist.
Well, yeah, I did like 6 months, 10 yeah, 6 days or some shit on probation. But then I just kept violating because I got on, you know, gang probation because of the area I lived. And the homies, you know, I couldn't even be outside. I just kept getting violated for not being home, not giving, like, just not caring.
Yeah, for not giving a fuck.
Yeah, and, just for not caring that I had a report and shit like that.
How was the relationship between your mom and your dad? For who'd you live with in Glassell Park, your mom or your dad?
My mom, yeah, with my mom.
You think if you lived with your dad, you would have been more...
Well, no,
lockdown?
You know what? Because my dad, I've never even seen my dad mad. I still would have done the same thing I did because it's me. It's I always just run kind of my own program type of shit. I was like, I know I was going to be out of control since I was little.
Can you remember the day you got into your hood?
I was in the 7th grade.
In the 7th grade?
Yeah.
They whooped your ass?
Yeah, two girls, two big girls.
Like fat or like Street. or like
yeah what kind of big
like you thought like, you know, like you know, like how old were they and how old were you?
Well, no, we were all the same like age. One of them was just like a little older, but the other one we were the same age.
I can't imagine seeing just three girls jump each other themselves into a hood. I've seen it before. I've actually seen a girl get jumped in by a bunch of fools.
Okay,
into
so let's just say it's you two.
That's what it was? That is crazy. And you were probably skinny.
I always was small, kind of. Like, you know, probably the same height.
Wow.
Did she just call us two tortas?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got your ass beat by... Okay, so you got into your hood in 7th grade.
Yeah, I got into the Juice Street clique, yeah.
And then... Fucking, what'd your mom say?
Well... She didn't really know. She knows she always...
Jimmy, you didn't come home with your ass beat? Like, no purple
that,
eye?
No, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, they even wanted to jump me again because they said they didn't get me good.
Oh, wow. But were you like, you're way more gangster than your man, which is crazy. That sucks, huh?
You know what? It's because you guys don't know how I've seen him, you know? Like, I'm not going to be with no weenie-ass fool. It takes a lot to deal with a person like myself, my personality, like, my ways. Like, so he's like, hey... I'd be toning it down because I already know, you know?
Have you guys ever gotten drunk together?
He doesn't drink, oh, but no, in
I know,
the beginning.
He's a pussy,
nah,
but
in the beginning.
Fuck.
For you don't drink.
What if I had an alcoholic problem or something and I don't want to drink?
Did you have that?
No.
I'm about to say fucking pussy. Okay, so then you got into your hood in the 7th grade. And then after that is when your rap sheet started with in your juvenile life.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I never even really got in trouble with anybody of my, like, any of my homies or anything.
You would just do shit on your own?
On my own.
Like, scandalous. You was, like, doing beer runs, fucking getting drunk.
No, not like that. Like, I would just...
But what I'm saying... Okay, so you said GTA, right? Like,
oh, so we robbed the pizza man for his car and his pizza and his money.
That's super fucked up. That is such a bad thing to do.
I know, okay, just don't fucking
do it. I
would
have been sad if I wouldn't have got my pizza that night.
I would have been mad, bro. And you guys robbed him, like, at gunpoint?
Well, we pretended, like, I had, like, a little brown bag and...
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, so you guys played him.
Yeah, me and my friend Priscilla. Two girls.
Priscilla, wow. Okay. My thing is, like, imagine being the pizza man or whatever the fuck, and just three fucking cholas come up to you like, hey, give me the pizza.
We don't even look like cholas
you
at
definitely,
all.
You definitely, you were born in the, you're from the 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I didn't really look like the chola. Like, I was born in the 80s.
You definitely look like a chola, bro. You're telling me you weren't wearing oversized dickies?
She had the fucking super
no,
thin
I
what were you wearing? Okay, oversized Levi's.
Not all crazy. 501s? Like 50s, like, yeah.
Damn.
They're like 36s or some shit, you know?
Okay, and at the moment, you're probably a, what, 24 in girls? That's crazy, dog.
Okay, maybe not that big.
Yeah, getting dressed.
No, because it was like the house party scene, too, so we were kind of like in the boat, you know?
Fuck, were you ever in a party crew?
Yeah, I was.
What party crew were you
in? I was in Midnight Pleasures.
That sounds like super horny-ish. That's a crazy era.
Midnight Pleasure. It was dope.
It was a dope era, okay.
But I was still me.
You were still you. You were still Chola, but you were part of the Midnight Pleasures.
Yes.
Okay. Damn, the 90s was a wild time, huh? I was born in 2000, so I didn't enjoy, like, when I hear stories about your guys' time, it definitely...
She's older than me, fool, relax.
She's older, you're older
I
than
am.
Me? By how many years?
I come down fucking, only like
two.
3 years, two.
Two or three.
Two. So. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was the...
Fool, that's like saying I'm a senior, you're a freshman. That's a
that
big
is kind,
gap.
That is a kind of big gap when you're but, going to school only.
Yeah, but
that
you guys met home? After school, fool. I mean, well, not after school, but you guys
we're
met
we're talking
that.
About the past, so it's around those times when it mattered.
Okay, so then... So you almost hit YA, but you get put into a mental home instead. When did all the serious shit start happening?
Once I started smoking meth.
Okay.
Damn.
So when did you have your first son?
I had him when I was 20.
When did you start smoking meth?
When I was like 16.
He's a crack baby?
17. No, he's not a fucking crack baby.
I'm asking. I don't
fucking. I told him he was the other day.
I didn't smoke crack. I mean, I smoked crack.
But you didn't smoke crack while being pregnant?
No, no, not at all. I mean, I didn't find out I was pregnant until I was like almost 3 months, though.
So you definitely smoked crack the first 3 months.
I smoked meth, fool, not crack.
Oh, meth. So he
did smoke crack, too.
So he's a meth baby.
But that's after.
I mean, I'm not going to say that. You know, sometimes I kind of feel bad.
A little meth ass fool.
That's fucked up.
That's super.
Call that fool the method man.
No, you know, sometimes I do feel bad, like, because he has eczema, right? So I'm like, fuck, sometimes I feel like it's, like, because of me. But I don't like to do that to myself because, you know,
yeah, because then that could
anymore.
Definitely fuck with you.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so all the serious shit started adding up to which we're obviously going to talk about right now. But all this shit started happening after you started smoking meth.
Well, all the getting in trouble, not the hood stuff, because I always hung out with my homies. I always just,
yeah, you always kicked it and shit.
Always. But everything started, like, you know, once I... Mainly started smoking
meth. Yeah, smoking meth.
I mean meth.
Can you remember the first serious crime you did that caught up to you when the RICO shit hit?
Well, no, none of it.
You can't remember none of it?
Well, no, I didn't. Getting indicted didn't, like, have, like, nothing to do with, like...
Like an exact crime.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Do you get
okay.
what I'm saying? Like, none of it. Like
her charges weren't...
My charges... Weren't specifically for her.
Yeah, like...
It was more of her charges weren't what the other dirt or whatever.
Yeah, like,
been.
My charge... Like, everybody got a charge for the same thing, but everybody had their own little charges. But my charges were conspiracy to racketeering and distribution of crack cocaine.
Okay, wow, that's crazy.
And I mean, I started selling, but I'd never really gotten busted for it.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Did you know what RICO meant when they tell
I
you, like...
I have no freaking idea. When I got, when, you know, when I went to...
Okay, so for run us through that day, because this is what we're talking about. This
we're going
to
run into...
Yeah, run me through morning to the time you got processed into jail, because the whole point is that indicted, when you guys start, when you and I kind of thought about it, what was... Did he think about it?
He just said from one day to another, like, hey, we're gonna interview you.
And then you were like, okay.
He's like, we're gonna start.
She was either gonna be a singer or a fucking host. I can't be dealing with no singer shit. Be Ike and Tina.
Okay, so might as well do the host. But were you like, damn, you telling your story about how fucked up your life was? Is a fucking good outlet to fucking post on the
internet? We argued the whole time we filmed it.
Yeah, it was fucking terrible.
It came out clean.
Okay, yeah, nah. Definitely it was dope. I think the scenery was dope. I definitely did a good job.
Go.
Okay. So from, run me through that day of the day they fucking.
All right. So it was like the 25th. So let's say the 24th. I'm hanging out. We're at my house. And it's just me and my boy Creeper and our across the street neighbor, Chris. Right?
Okay. Chris doesn't gangbang.
No. But he was like, you know, he.
Kicks it.
Yeah.
Is your son in the house?
Yeah. My son's in the room.
Okay.
I have my own place. Like, I live by myself.
Okay.
In the same apartment. My mom moved out and I just kept the apartment.
Oh, you kept the apartment. Okay.
So it was like, I made chocolate cake and we were stoned and I was, you know, so I always smoked my meth. So it didn't even matter. Like, it didn't stop me from eating or any of that shit, right?
Okay. So you were a healthy meth head.
Well, I mean, I was super skinny. Like, I was so skinny, like, I would wear size 0 and I would be able to put sweats on.
Oh, so the meth was definitely doing damage.
Oh no, for sure. I wasn't okay mentally. Like if you would see me, you didn't know me, you wouldn't really know.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But if you knew me, like, you know, this bitch is on a fucking sick one.
Okay. I see what you're saying now.
Yeah. So it was like, so we're hanging out, you know, they left like at 4 in the morning. But as soon as they left, maybe like 10 minutes later, I hear like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh shit. I live like on the top floor, so you could see my kitchen. You could see it. I could see like the whole street almost from my kitchen.
What street is this on?
This is Andrita Street.
Andrita Street, okay.
Andrita Street, 90065.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm running back and forth. Mind you, I'm on a major one. So yeah. I'm like tiptoeing from like one fucking from the kitchen to the door, like, oh shit, right? So I look and I see like it's all smoky. And I see the cars like creeping, like,
what did they do? They threw bombs?
They threw bombs.
To alert you guys that they're coming?
Probably like smoke bombs.
Grenades on a fucking...
grenades.
Yeah, okay.
And keep in mind, they're like raiding probably like 50 houses in one at the same time.
In one block. Oh, no, spread out.
Spread out like on Andrita Street, probably like 3. On fucking Drew Street, that's, and on the block, probably like the whole fucking block. Like on the Chapman, a different, you know what I mean? Like,
wow.
All over fucking Glassell Park, Highland Park, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so they're just raiding everything.
They're just raiding everything.
So they throw these smoke bombs, did for what?
Like, I have no idea why they did that shit.
But you're just watching the smoke bombs go off on the block.
Because I was like, fuck, is it fucking foggy, but dick and fucking May? It's not fucking foggy. Yeah.
You're smoked out like, damn, I'm tripping.
I was fucking doing bad, right? Yeah. But I was like, fuck, am I tripping? But nah. So as soon as I hear, like, because I lived on the second floor, so you can hear footsteps, like, doom, 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 doom,
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Doom, 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 doom. They obviously didn't break my door down, right? So I opened the door, like, are you Miss Cruz? And I said, I sure am, whatever, you know. So they came in, they searched on my house.
Oh, so they didn't do the...
No, because I think I even opened the door before. I don't really remember, but either way, fucking, they broke down my door, right? It sounds cool.
Damn, it would have been more cool, like, if you like had like a secret hiding spot and you made them look for you, but you literally left them in your house.
Well, yeah, because I have my son, you know. You gotta,
okay,
either just, you know, just because you're doing shit doesn't mean that you gotta be ignorant. You gotta know what the fuck you're doing. So
yeah, most definitely,
you can't fucking get killed. I have my little son there, like, you know.
Okay, yeah, no. I totally get that. I'm just saying,
yeah, no,
as a viewer and as somebody that wasn't getting arrested or raided, I would definitely would have loved a more interesting story. Like, they broke the fucking door down and you had to kill.
That's what we're gonna say.
Okay, yeah.
Didn't I make it look like that?
They broke down my door. Definitely, I even said it like they broke down my door. Just kidding, they didn't. But it sounds cool, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, okay, so then they walk in and they're like, "You're Miss Cruz."
Yeah, they searched all my shit. They didn't even handcuff me right away. They let me call my mom. I asked them if they could call my, because they didn't find anything, you know. They know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just on the list. Obviously, I'm not gonna fucking fight nothing you can't fucking fight.
Bro. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Especially when the feds, like, you can't, if you're fucking gonna get indicted, bro, there's not even no fucking point.
I totally get what you're saying. So your name's on that list, but obviously you don't know that yet. Yeah, they're checking you out. But at the same time, are you looking outside the window and they're checking all your other homies' houses?
Oh, no, I didn't give a fuck about anybody else.
You were just like, I'm worried about me now.
I already knew I was going to go to jail. Like, I already knew I was going to be gone. Like, it was cool. Yeah, yeah. Like, I wasn't stressed. Obviously, you know, you're a little stressed. You're overwhelmed because you're going through shit. But I wasn't. I was just like, hey, let me just make sure let me call my mom so that she could come in.
And then they
allowed that, which was super dope, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Can you remember like how you asked them? Like, you're like, hey, can I call my mom real quick to come get my kid?
They were nice. They weren't rude, I guess, because I wasn't.
You weren't like trying to fight them and spit at them type shit.
Yeah, no.
I definitely see some shit on YouTube when fools get raided and they're like, throw fucking like frying pans at the
you can get shot for some stupid shit like that. I mean,
especially now at this time, these cops. Trigger happy like a motherfucker. Yeah. That shit is dangerous.
I definitely wasn't gonna put myself through that.
Yeah, okay. And then plus your son's there.
Yeah.
So you call your mom, and then what do they do? You walk downstairs or they handcuff you upstairs?
Well, they waited for my mom.
My mom's here.
Yeah.
What was the gap that your mom got there?
Maybe like 25 minutes.
Okay, and they just made you like sit down on the couch?
Yeah, I just sat on the couch with my son I was holding.
So were they questioning you on the couch?
I don't think so. I don't think they did anything. I didn't even ask any fucking questions, to be honest.
Okay.
I just know I was just like very thankful. I was obviously super shaky. I was making sure my son was okay. He was like, is my mom going to be okay? And they were like, you know, it's going
to be. How old is your son at the moment?
I think he was 4 and a half, almost 5. Because I didn't come home till he was about to be 11.
To this day, does he know what happened?
Yeah, of course he knows.
No, but at 4 years old, it's kind of hard to tell a... But you, he knows the story.
Well, the thing is, he's visited me in jail prior to that several times.
So we'll get into that in a little bit. Okay, so then your mom gets there. They let her get the kid.
They take me downstairs, handcuff me. They take me downstairs. As soon as I get in the little truck, you know how they have those little trucks, the little van trucks or whatever?
It's kind of like the shit that they have in New York.
Like a little paddy wagon?
Yeah,
okay, it's kind of like one of those, right? And then, like, I saw the homie that lived across the street. Like, oh, shit, what's up, dick? Yeah.
And on a sick one.
I was. He wasn't.
No, all this is happening while you're lit off your fucking mind.
Yeah. I mean, I was always lit. Like, I couldn't wake up without having it. Even if I didn't smoke it all day, I had to make sure I had it, you know, like, in my pocket.
Yeah, your pocket.
So I guess maybe it's kind of like more like a mental thing.
Okay, so then you go there, and then from there, where do you go?
We went to the Dodger Stadium.
Parking lot.
That's where they had the little campsite, because there were so many of us. They had like maybe like 70-something. The whole case was like 76 people, so I don't think they got the whole 75, but
76 Tolos in the Dodgers. It sounds like a regular day.
That sounded like America. I mean, like No Jumper the other day. Anyways, carry on.
So that was, okay, so that was, so then what happened? So then you go to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, so, and I'm like, I asked them, like, hey, what are my charges? And they said, well, you're getting RICO indicted. And I'm like, what the fuck is a RICO? Like,
and at the moment, RICOs aren't the biggest, like, they're not the most known common thing.
Well, no, not really, because that's only some Italian fucking mob shit, right? Or, like, obviously there was people that already were indicted, like 18th Street or other fucking, you know,
because, like, hoods,
like when I got to... When I was already in there, then I would see, like, oh, yeah, we got this. We got hit with this, whatever, you know?
Oh, shit. Okay.
But at the moment, I had no fucking idea. You know what I mean?
And then how long were you in Dodger Stadium before you went to go?
I don't know. I fucking got there, like at 6 in the morning or something.
At Dodger Stadium, are you guys all kicking it?
Yeah, we were handcuffed. We're, like, seeing each other. Like,
but it's, like, all your homies.
Yeah, they even had, like, big buses, like... Like two big
like school buses,
like
sheriff buses,
like two. It was just so much. But remember, everything's kind of like a blur just because, you know, you're nervous. I'm scared. I'm fucking, you know, I'm going through shit. Plus, I probably haven't slept in fucking more than 24 fucking hours, you know?
So it's bad.
Yeah. You know, I did ask him, like, hey, can I get in my jacket? I have a little, I was wearing PJ pants, but I have a little, like, a jacket. Like, you know, I'm going to be cold. Like,
Wow, that's crazy. And then from there, where do you go?
They send me to Santa Ana.
In the OC, they have a federal
holding for, I think it's a county, but it's like federal holding just for federal inmates.
Oh, for federal inmates.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cause it's a federal case at this point.
Yeah. It's a federal case.
Okay.
So I was only there for like a week. I just kind of slept the whole time.
Wow. That is crazy.
And obviously I had like all the girls, well, you know, some girls, like the wives that were indicted, you know,
with us. Yeah, with you.
They were there, too. Like, we all came together.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And how long are you in county before your trials and your cases start?
Well, it's kind of long. Like, I probably didn't go to court till like a month, 2 months or something like that. Because you kind of go to court every 6 months.
Oh, you have to go to court. You have to go to court, or you're only going to court every 6 months?
Oh, no, you know what? We went to court maybe like a week or 2 weeks, but just to see if you had bail or whatever the fuck, but I didn't have bail.
But you guys didn't have bail at all.
No, I didn't.
There was no bail, not for a single person.
Well, yes, but I didn't.
But you didn't have
bail. I didn't because I was on probation.
Oh, you were on probation. Oh, so you already got violated. It was already.
Yeah, but that ain't shit. Like, you know, they weren't going to pick me up. I was already in the feds, so.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then can you remember what was the first deal they threw at you?
It was like 10 years with like 10 years of
probation. In federal prison?
Yeah. No, they said 25 to life.
Okay, that sounds
crazy. With like
10
years of fucking probation or some shit. Obviously, they always give everybody...
The worst shit
first.
Yeah,
and if you've already been in the system, you know that they're always going to tell you the worst of the worst. Like, don't even get scared. Like, what are you getting scared for? That's just the worst.
I ain't going to lie. You throw 25 to life at me, I might cry like a bitch.
So you're telling...
No, I'm going to cry. That doesn't mean I'm going to tell, but I'm just definitely going to be like, damn, my whole life.
Damn, my son's grandma did 20 years.
Your son's grandma
Marlon.
Did...
Marlon.
Your son's grandma...
The little meth.
Who is your...
That boy, my kid, the little meth kid.
Hey, no, hey!
Don't say it like that. There's a little meth kid in my kid.
Oh, you're gonna get... I'm like, your baby's a little fucking crack baby. You little basic ass fool.
Okay, wait. Your son's other... So your son's from his dad's side, I'm guessing. His grandma did 20 years?
Yeah.
Your family line is fucked up.
Not mine. I'm the only one.
Mom is a nice lady.
Hey, I'm the only one in my whole family.
Her ex suegra is the one that done a double decade.
Fuck, we'll get back to your ex suegra. But okay, yeah, now she did like back to back 20 years or
yeah,
was like
straight.
Straight 20 years.
Straight.
Federal prison
too? She did your whole life.
She did my whole life, bro. That is crazy. Dang, and if you guys were to see their son, he's like the most mellowest kid ever, loves to draw.
You'll never know the meth was in his system.
Hey!
Okay, so the first deal is 25 to life.
You're not gonna be fighting after this
shit. Yeah, I'm already knowing. So the first deal is 25 to life.
Yes.
And
well, no, my lawyer was like, no, like, don't worry, like, we're gonna, you know, that's just what they offer. This is your first plea. We're gonna switch the words around.
Okay, huh?
You know, like, in MDC, you know, you have the guys downstairs, and you could speak to them. And they, you know, hey, nigga, make sure you don't jump on your first deal.
Okay.
You know, send me your shit, send me your paperwork, so you could see what you're signing to, things like that. You know,
I've seen a lot of shows on Netflix. Are you guys screaming through the toilet? That's a thing.
We're screaming through the toilets and
that's
through the
fucking
vents.
Dirty,
bro. We cleaned them bitches. We had my own room.
I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm not screaming through no toilet.
You would if you were there.
That's true. You're right. You're definitely right about that.
And you just take the water out with a little sponge.
Okay. That just sounds hella grimy.
Hey, no, look. We
what
would
if it's
even,
like triple flush and they pour bleach?
We would even like fish like food, burritos.
Through the shit pipes?
Well, because the homies are in the chute, right? And like, and
I don't know about burritos. That's crazy. I'm not.
Well,
I,
we just make.
A, I'll take. I'll take something that's sealed. Wrap them.
It's a sealed fucking burrito.
We used to triple.
Oh, wait, be specific, please.
Triple dipple wrap them.
What the fuck is going on over here? Jeez.
You'll do it, Dick. You'll be the most hungriest fool there.
That most definitely. Oh, and then as sure you can't get commissary.
Well, you could just get hygienes or whatever.
Oh, and shit like that. But you're obviously not getting burritos.
No, nobody gets burritos, but we would make our
own food. I get that you make burritos, but what I'm saying is nobody is. Okay, so when you're in the shoe, the reason you guys were doing that is because I'm pretty sure they probably didn't have money in their books or something.
Oh, no, a lot of them would just have to live there because they're, you know.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So we
that
would
was
just
my
cook
question.
As girls, like, hey, let's cook for my friend here.
Oh, so it's still hella feminist in there.
Well, you know, yeah, we're fucking girls.
Okay, I'm asking. I don't know.
You know, girls are girls, men are men.
Okay, I feel that. I'm just, I don't know.
Oh, hey, I'm going to put money in your books and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I
feel that.
Cook for me.
Yeah, shut up.
I mean, not me, but.
Yeah, okay, I feel it. Damn, that's crazy. Okay, so then the first thing they throw is 25 to life. You don't take it.
No.
Your homies tell you, don't take it.
Yeah,
let's figure it out together. Let's figure it out.
Mind you, there's so many of us.
70 of you, mother. 70 of you guys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't get sentenced till like almost like a year, like 13 months after.
Did they consider that debt time, or they were just like, nah, you still have to do
it? It runs with it.
It runs with it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was your second deal?
Which was, I jumped on my second deal, which was 60 months and 5 years probation.
That's not that bad for a RICO case.
Well, no. Everybody thinks, oh, you got indicted for fucking RICO, you're doing fucking life, or you're a snitch. Like, no. Like, it doesn't work that way. There's only one or two people that actually get charged. And I'm not saying in my case, I just mean in general. Like,
in general,
that
when RICO.
Take that.
Have you been seeing the shit with Young Thug?
No.
You haven't seen it? Okay, so they got caught with like a super big RICO case, but he's like the most famous rapper. And then he's also like the leader. So they're just fucking throwing every single.
He has no bail?
Josh, no bail, huh? Nope. I'm fuck no, no bail.
He can't even pay none Josh of his little like people to fucking accept all charges? Obviously, he has to do time. Even when you're a snitch, you're doing fucking time in the feds.
6ix9ine didn't do time?
He did his time, yeah.
He didn't do no time in the feds?
He did like a year or two or some shit, no?
6ix9ine did time in the feds?
That's like the whole time he was in jail. He was in the feds.
Yeah.
I don't think 6ix9ine did time in the feds.
Why are you hating on the
6ix9ine?
On the big snitch, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, I don't think he did time in the feds.
I think he did like his whole little thing.
Okay, the death thing. Okay. So but then, sure so when you got hit with the 60 months, you were like,
Fuck it,
I'm going to take this
shit.
At some point, he did. Okay. Good shit, Josh. Okay. At some point, when they hit you with the 5 years.
Fact checker.
Obviously, I know. You're loyal and you stuck with what you stuck to. But at some point were you ever like, damn, I'm not gonna see my kid for another fucking 5 years. I'm not gonna be able to.
No, actually, while we were in court, the lawyer, the judge stopped and said, "Hey, are you sure you don't want to do this for your family?" And I said, "No, this is the reason why I cannot do it for my family. Like, I can't have my son and my family living out there watching their backs because I can't fucking, you know, be a fucking
gangster.
Straight up G. I don't even mean it like that. I just mean like, you know, I gotta stand up and do my shit because it's my responsibility.
Almost
you
definitely.
Know? You know, you just can't be lame, like not accept responsibilities, you know, and fuck up your family and shit, you know?
Yeah, no, that's and that's very valid. And then I see that was one of the first clips I seen when you said that little part when the judge was like, "Hey, do you want to fucking woo woo?" And you were like, "Nah, I'm cool."
Because I even looked back at my mom and shit, and she was like,
"She's like, your mom already knew what's the deal."
They've been dealing with me, my mom and my mom, you know, my whole teenage year, so they knew what the fuck time it was.
They knew what time it was.
I wasn't the same person I was.
Did the judge let you, like, hug your son, bye?
Yeah, well, I used to have contact visits. Like, at Federal Building in downtown at MDC, you could have contact visits.
That's the one by the freeway?
Yes.
The one where they want to go take the corridos?
Yes, exactly, right there.
That is crazy, bro.
Like, you have contact visits, like...
Okay, you have contact visits.
Yeah, even, like, the guys, like, the male inmates and the women inmates are visiting with our families at the same time. Like, I'm sitting here, and then my co-defendant is sitting right there.
Okay. I would think they would keep you guys separate, no?
No.
No, okay. For not at this point. Okay, so you guys do that. That happens. You take the 60 months, and then you go where?
I go to San Bernardino County, which is fucking horrible there.
That shit nasty?
Yeah, it just looks like a real jail, bro, like some movie shit.
What do you mean real jail? Like,
I mean, not that, I mean,
old
I was...
cell doors, probably.
Yeah, oh, they're like bars?
Yeah, like it's like...
Like you have a mirror and you're like...
Kind of intense, like I can't the wire, right? No,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that is...
That was good. That was good.
No,
that
like,
was good, huh?
Nah, yeah, because I think I actually even did it because I had like the little...
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, like, fuck, I went to the house, but I remember seeing movies before, and then I always thought that there was gonna be bars... And then
it's really bad,
it's a small window.
In fucking Eastlake, they just shut the fucking door down, and then it's just hella depressing. It's
like,
because I can walk home from here. Okay, and then when that was going on, you go to San Bernardino County, and then you go where?
So from San Bernardino, I go to Arizona. And Arizona, I was there for like a month, 3 weeks. I'm not really sure, or something around there. It's the same shit over and over, you know what I mean? Like, from there, I go on Con Air to Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
They flew you?
Yeah, Con Air and his bitch.
Wow. You had to get snacks in the flights, no?
No.
How long was the flight?
I don't remember. Probably like 3 hours or so. I was sick the whole time, so I don't even remember. It was my first time flying.
Come down?
No way. I was already fucking busted for a long time.
Okay. Oh yeah. You were like already a year in and like some months.
I got sick. Like, I think I was just kind of nervous. I got my period while sitting on the fucking plane. It was, it was intense from Oklahoma. And then we went on the bus to Minnesota.
Fuck it, they fucking did all types of stupid shit just to get you to one place.
Yeah, when you're in the feds, they just send you wherever the fuck.
Okay, so you get her, obviously you drew, you guys drove to Arizona. Well, you didn't drive, but you were in the back of the bus.
And everything, yeah.
And then from Arizona, what do? They drive you to the airport?
To the airport, and then there's like all kinds of marshals. Like, it's like some fucking movie shit. Like,
you ever got on the
20
Star
marshals
Wars ride?
On one side, 20 on marshals
ride?
On the other side?
Yeah, like when you go
like
through
that.
The ride, and they got all the fucking people just right there when you bend the corner with
and
the
then
straps.
They like just walk with you? They like
no, yeah, it's like it's like that. That's
a good example, Josh, or what?
That's exactly the way it is.
Yeah, she was going to Disneyland, folks.
Okay, and then who's going with you? The same people you got arrested with?
No.
It's like different cases.
Now you're just, you know,
spread
you're
out.
Yeah. I was actually with the girl the bank robber, the one I just dropped the episode yesterday.
Oh, you were with her?
Yeah, me and her did our whole time together from MDC to every single place we transferred, we were together.
So did she do more time than you?
No. Actually, I don't really know. Bank robbers don't do that much time.
Don't put that out there.
But guys, don't rob anybody.
People are going to be like, I don't even fucking rob a bank because we don't do that much time.
No, don't rob banks, guys.
Okay, so then you fly from Arizona to Oklahoma.
To Oklahoma.
And then from Oklahoma, you get there. There's a bus waiting.
No, we stay in this. The MDC Federal Building, it's like a transit center. That was really, really packed. So they sent me to this little county called Grady County. That was... crazy.
Why?
The girls, you know, it's like this little country ass spot. It's like a warehouse, probably like a little bigger than this, and they have like 20 million bunks, and the bathroom is just like in one corner, and like, you know, we're sitting with each other, like almost fucking wiping each other's ass, and the girls were like, you know, it was like you're wearing like the striped black and white outfits.
like boys in the from the striped pajamas type shit,
like that, and like, you know, the I'm not racist, but it's like a, you know, it's like a thing, like, you know, you have the white girls with no teeth, like they're all smoked out type on the TV.
Oh, so like a super country town.
A super country.
Okay, that doesn't make you racist. It just means,
is it
like
racist if you say it's not racist before you say something?
Well, you just want to clarify that you're not being racist.
Yeah, I think you want to clarify. Josh knows about those little towns. It's like, it's like. But it was like some hillbilly shit.
Josh is right. From McGrady County. And that cracked out bitch in the cell was his cousin, Big Joshy.
Okay, so then that happens. And then you're there for how long?
For like 3 weeks or something. And then, yeah, it was fucking terrible, bro.
And then from there you go to the feds.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
All of this is the feds.
Yeah, everything is the feds.
Well, I don't think the little crackhead white girls are doing.
No, definitely not. But you know, they had a little more federal privilege. Or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. But then you guys, and then you go.
It was when Michael Jackson died, because I remember seeing, we were sitting in the little table. You know how they have like the little steel tables?
Yeah.
And we were all crying, watching fucking Michael Jackson like passing.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah. Michael Jackson. And then from there, you guys drive to Minnesota.
Yeah, that was like a long, like a pretty long. Distant. Yeah. We're all tired. You know, it was.
How long is that ride?
I don't know. I don't even know, to be honest.
Is the prison in the middle of nowhere?
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Waseca.
Waseca?
Waseca Federal Institution.
Can we, Josh, look at how it looks?
It used to be a college.
I never did that.
It used to be a college, so it's not even like all crazy. It's like, it was pretty cool. We had like 10 fucking pool tables, TVs on every pool table.
Oh, so you had a good time.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Let me see that shit, Josh. It said Waseca?
Waseca Federal Institution.
This shit right here?
Yep.
Welcome back home.
Thanks,
boo.
So it's me right there.
Yeah, that shit looked like a high school in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It could have been way worse. Thank God it wasn't, right?
Yeah, because when people say fair time, you think of like people just in like, have you ever seen like the shit?
Ooh,
like,
ooh, that's a good one.
Have you seen shit like Black Dolphin? You got to see how it looks. Reminds me of home.
He's been to the feds as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you see that little room right there? I always slept on the top to the right. Like,
fuck, did yours like look that good?
Nah. Mine was kind of clean. Nah. Well, because state is worse.
I definitely went to ADX, Colorado.
Where you go to, you know.
That's super depressing?
You went to the feds, too?
You guys could look at him.
Oh, shit.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to interview him, too.
Yeah.
Indict it.
We have to blur his face.
Yeah, doesn't look that bad. I thought, you know, when you think about it, think about, like, a steel cage and, like,
not
no windows.
All.
And you can only see, like, the sun from, like, a little hole.
No.
That's what you think of when you think about federal time. Well, at least what I think of, you know. Have a crazy imagination.
Well, this is a little different one. I don't know how the other ones look. But I'm sure it's kind of all fucking the same shit, right? All right.
Time for the juicy questions.
Okay. Shoot them.
Did he ever become a lesbian while you were in there?
I didn't become.
They took your...
I know. No, it was like a...
So they took your shit?
No, nobody took my shit. I always liked girls. So it wasn't like a new thing to me.
Oh, is that right, homegirl?
I was thinking about the fucking most possibility things that could happen after this interview. Okay.
He
domestic
said it.
Violence.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so...
Yes, I I was with girls.
Fuck.
You ever fall in love?
I had a girlfriend.
For 5 years?
No.
Damn, that would have been fucking vicious.
How does that work? Did you guys break up after you get out of jail?
Well, we would go before.
Okay. So tell me about this love of yours. I wonder.
Am I turning red?
Yeah. Fool you. He's full mad that she had a love
before.
Yeah,
because Eric, he even made me block her on Facebook.
Oh, you're insane. Oh my God, you made her block her prison book? You're insecure, fool. That is so lame, fool.
I don't want to fucking
oh my God.
Damn, I even get the ad-lib. That fool said, damn.
Why'd you make her block the girl that was once her lover?
Fool, you've never been in love.
I've definitely been in love. Fool, you were insecure about a girl, dick. It's okay if I admit it.
I just don't need people bothering my good times, you know what I'm saying? Don't.
I mean, I get it.
We don't need
it,
a
know?
Fucking, hey, no, how you are you? Hey, I'm in town. Damn. Don't get disrespectful, big dog.
So,
what was her name?
Her name was Maria. She was from Iowa.
She was from Iowa. What
this
was she in jail for?
Fucking plugged, dog. Maria from Iowa. Type it into Google, folks.
What was she in jail for?
Like drugs and shit. It was like her family. It was like her and her brothers. Cause she had like 5 brothers, and it was her.
Oh, they were like a little like tribe.
Fuck her brothers, ain't some.
Holy fuck.
Dang.
The Iowa boys, you ain't never going to Iowa.
No.
Okay, so then you fell in love with her. How'd you guys first meet?
I mean, I don't know if we fell in love, I mean, you know.
How long you date her for?
Sick ass player.
That's why she always thought that I had to talk to other girls. But I mean, girls like me. I'm cool. It doesn't mean that I was like, you know, I'm friendly.
But I'm pretty sure Maria from Iowa grew up like in the town with a bunch of trees in a forest, right?
Definitely not from LA.
Yeah. So then.
No, she was from Des Moines, so she was from the city.
Okay, so then you meet a chola from Northeast LA, and you're like, damn, get it cracking. It's kind of like
She said she never was like, even with a girl before.
But you got to think about it. You take all these fools to the middle of Colorado.
Just so we're
clear. Maybe not Colorado. Okay.
You turned her out.
I mean, I was the first girl.
Think about it like this. We take Trouble Kid to a town in fucking Massachusetts. Then white girl's going to be like, we ain't never seen no cholo looking fool with tattoos on his face that's 20 years old. What's up? So she was definitely attracted by the fact that you were like, you feel me? You were something different, something new.
She had three dots on her face.
Oh, my God.
Did she ask you about movies that have to do with, like, L.A.?
Well, no, but she's Mexican. Three dots mean? She was Mexican and white, so she was kind of like...
She was with it?
Yeah, like she wasn't like...
But she was still super squarish compared to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. She was, yeah.
Like what I'm saying is because when you talk to me, like I talked to you on the... Or even when you were cleaning my teeth, fucking my teeth, you were like, hey, dick.
Like, hey,
fucker. I know, but what I'm saying, imagine talking to Maria from Iowa like, hey, what's up, fucker? Let me fuck, give me a kiss. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds hella crazy.
Fuck, that does sound hella crazy.
Yeah, it does, right?
I mean, but we're femmes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so how does women deal where you got to go in there and beat up the biggest bitch there?
No, actually, women only fight. Women don't even, it's not even like that. Women mainly fight because they're just kind of hating on each other or because, you know, the way shit is out here. Oh, because she's with this girl and she's with this girl. Oh, she's only with this girl.
Hella hormones going around.
Oh, everybody's on their period at the same fucking time. Ugh. You know, shit like that. Or like, hey, you didn't pick up your fucking pad. Like, or like, hey, pick up your shit. Like, or the laundry, you know, like. Hurry up and get your clothes out. Things like that. Not on no craziness. Never on no like, you know. Because even when people try, hey, wait, why you have braids? You don't wear braids. Like, bitch, what the fuck? We don't politic here. And they would always get surprised because I don't look like a, okay, I am how I am, but it doesn't mean like it's always like the big cholas that think they're fucking super firme.
I've definitely met one or two of those.
You know, that want to intimidate me because I don't look, if you meet me, I'm super nice. I don't super speak nice. Like that, like, unless I'm comfortable. Like, I don't even speak like that.
I said like some big ass cholas that was there before you walked up to like, hey, what they call you, fool?
No, everybody already knew who I was when I got there.
You were just squabbling shit?
No.
Did he get in any fights?
I did.
Well, who?
Her name was Monica. And it was because we were drunk and she drank my shit before I got back.
Oh, Bruno?
Yeah. We just got fucked up.
Is Monica a fellow gang member as well?
Well, she's not a gang member, but she was indicted with the Florence indictment.
She was
still with the business.
Oh, she was with the
And she's my friend. I actually talked to her not too long ago.
Yeah, okay. You didn't make her block her?
No.
I just want to make sure she's out here having your girl block girls. I just wanted to ask questions, you know what I mean? That's crazy. Hey, and then you guys squabble like you can like, okay, so run me through the squabble.
Well, we were drunk as fuck and they were supposed to have two cups. Like, I sent all the stuff down to the homie in the shoe for him to make it and they pulled it up.
Oh, guys are in this facility too?
Oh, no, I didn't even fight when I was in Minnesota. I didn't fight. I only got in one fight.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about when you're in
MDC. Yeah.
MDC. Okay.
I'm cool. Nobody ever wants to fight with me because every time somebody tries to approach me, I'm very good with my words. Like,
that's true.
Like, you're not going to do that. Like,
yeah. Okay. Not. And then she just drank your shit. You had to just take off on her.
Yeah. Like, we just fought. I don't know. It was just quick. You know what I'm saying?
When you were in Minnesota, what is the craziest story or case that you've seen from a girl or heard from a girl?
Well, I think one girl kind of stabbed another girl. I mean, I didn't see anything. It wasn't
no,
crazy.
No. What's like somebody came in there and then they had like a crazy ass case. I don't know, maybe like.
Well, there were girls that were actually like serial killers.
Oh, wow.
Like.
Were they weird?
I mean, I don't want to be racist.
Nah, is that white girls? Those white girls? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, Josh knows his people are serial killers.
And then she had this little short hair, you know, she was really, really pale.
And was she
and
like,
I think she just killed all her husbands.
Damn.
She got married multiple times or she just killed a bunch of fools that she
was? The famous Black Widow killer.
No, she was married multiple times.
And she killed each one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The fact that...
But I think I think she was white and native and she lived at a res.
Oh, so she was like a res serial killer and the cops can't go in there so she gets away with...
No, so when you're...
That's vicious, bro.
That's a movie.
When you're native, like, fucked up. If you get busted in the res, then it goes automatically. It's a federal charge.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Okay. Were you there with any girls that were like on some weirdo shit?
As far as like weirdo shit, like what?
Like, I don't know, maybe like sex trafficking, raping, or nothing like that?
No, because I don't think they could be there
with they can't program with you guys at the same time? No,
they can't. I don't think so. They either go higher or they go to like the camp. Camp is like, you know, like no good people.
Oh, for like the weirdos and shit like that? That is crazy to think that. I don't know.
Like FCI or like, you know, the Max ones don't.
Okay, that is crazy. Well, thank you, Neda.
You're welcome.
This was a great interview.
Damn, I thought you were going to say some way worse shit. See, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad.
He's not nervous.
He's scared, fucking.
That's why.
No, you're scandalous.
He has a whole ass list that he sent me, and he just cut it in half.
Nah, dude. I do have a list. I mean, we could run through this motherfucker. Nah, my shit's pretty good. Yeah, I basically ran through everything I had to ask. And your fat ass sitting in the fucking interview. You didn't even talk.
Fool,
you
I'm just, the...
You good. Look, we found out three things.
Can we ask about the show?
We asked three things. We found out three things. One, you're insecure about a woman.
Damn,
two, she's more gangster than you. And she's older than you. Actually, yeah, you're right. We're not done. Indicted, how did he get to convince you to talk about your story?
I don't ever have a problem talking about my story. I'm very open. He didn't convince me.
I know, but
me.
It's different.
He just
when
said,
you're
hey, let's
camera.
Do it. I was just kind of more stressed about how him and I were going to behave. Like, I didn't have a problem, like, sitting there, like, you know, going through the process. But it was just more of like, ugh. You know, you're dealing with your fucking husband. Those fools are annoying as fuck. Girlfriends.
I was going to say some wild shit.
Well, you know how it goes.
Nothing. I was insecure that she was going to talk about the bitches during the interview.
Yeah, now, he didn't ask me that.
And then,
but I was
so, you mean, like, I were talking about it. But I think, like, him putting that shit together with even, like, the County Blues in the back. I was like, damn, you fools really thought this all through?
That's an expensive
set. And it was just
set.
From one
That's
day
an expensive
to another.
Set. For what were you telling me?
Speaking of which, gracias for that, Big Dog, for letting me borrow them blues. I really highly appreciate
No, but
shit.
What were you telling me? That they sell them on where?
eBay.
Or even OfferUp for
eBay
like a million
like,
bucks, literally.
Yeah, for quite a bit. Maybe not a million, but like 500, 600.
Bro, County Blues cost five. Like if they're authentic, like the shit you go to jail with that you don't want to put on.
All jail clothing, prison clothing.
If it's real. Okay.
Good thing we know people that are.
And then indicted now. Obviously, you already told your story, which was the first episode, first thing.
Yeah, getting to know.
And then Mega. Now you're gonna only interview. Is it only women that you'll
no,
be
No, I'm gonna interview. You know, anyone,
anybody. Okay.
Anybody that's you know has that's not a fucking rapist. That's you yeah. know that's obviously.
As long as you could program,
exactly,
you could get interviewed.
Exactly.
Yeah, obviously don't interview no weirdos on anybody.
Well, the thing is, when the feds, you don't know who is a snitch unless they're like a real one.
Oh, you can't ask for like the paperwork thing?
It doesn't really work that way. You don't even know who. You'll be surprised.
For girls.
Yeah, for girls.
For girls, for guys, it's obviously a totally different
I've
story.
I've never been to the feds, thank God.
Even for men.
That's the other homie.
Even for men, you still don't really know. Unless, like, you're in the fucking stand or, like, your lawyer shows you, hey, you got to be careful with these people. Or, like, you just, you know, you hear. But in reality, technically, you don't really know.
I see what you're saying. And then the bank robber girl, she was okay with talking about her case?
Oh, yeah. She was more than happy.
I'll go up there and talk about how I fucking robbed the bank.
Five banks.
Watch the episode.
She was on some set it off shit.
No, she we.
That's funny that you said it because that's literally got set on the shit.
Yeah, and I was like, she even braided her hair. Nah, I'm lying.
She braided her hair.
She didn't braid her.
How did she get caught?
Well, she did fight, but it was with her boyfriend that she just met about a month.
I think her mother-in-law
snitched on them. It was like the dude's mom.
They got away though for those five. They just got snitched on.
Well, no, they didn't get away.
They got snitched on.
Yeah, but they weren't able to live correct. Like, they were fucking
hiding
out.
Oh, no, I guess
they
were already on the run.
They were on the.
I see what you're saying.
On the third one, they were already on the news.
She robbed five banks, lived really good life before those three, and only did how many years?
Like four and a half, five, probably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the bank sounds pretty nice right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, like bank robbers and like people that do white-collar crimes and like certain things don't.
They don't do that much time. I see. Is there anything else you guys want to say before we get out of here?
You're the interviewer, Big Dong.
What I'm saying is you could plug Indicted TV, Icon TV. That was your time to
do
that.
That's what Josh is doing.
Where am I
do.
At now, guys? Where am I at now?
At No Jumper.
I'm at No Jumper?
Facts, we going up.
And I got my own business now.
Yes. Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. See, shut the fuck up, Icon.
Anyways, I got my own business now.
I was quiet. You got your own business.
I'm the LA Tooth Fairy.
You feel me? She did clean my tooth and told me that my shit was fucked up.
Yeah, and then you
she cleaned my teeth the other day.
And then you went to go drink soda right after.
Well, see, we could do it now. I'm on a diet now.
Irresponsible.
So I only drink water. So even after, my teeth are probably way better now.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
So we're going to whiten your teeth.
And then you do the tooth gems?
So yeah, I do teeth whitening and I do tooth gems.
Okay. And where can they find you on Instagram?
The LA Tooth Fairy.
Please, because I always put LA Tooth Fairy.
Yeah,
and then
no, don't. There's, she copied me, bro.
She copied me, bro.
That sounds like beef.
Sounds like beef. Sounds like you and Monica.
No, she really did because I saw her LLC.
Oh, yeah.
It was done after mine.
Okay. The LA Tooth Fairy.
The LA Tooth
Fairy. Indicted
the
TV.
The LA Tooth Fairy.
Is there a dot or is just Indicted
no,
TV?
No, just Indicted TV.
Icon TV. Uncut and unedited.
It's her turn. It's her time, baby.
Why the fuck you sit in then, dumbass?
Oh, don't worry. We're going to get our time soon, baby.
But yeah, man, this is Duno. It's been, you feel me, with the LA Tooth Fairy, a.k.a. Negra, a.k.a. Indicted TV, a.k.a. a lot of other things, you feel me? Make sure you guys go tap in. Go subscribe. You're almost at 1K?
Yes.
And then I'm pretty sure the feedback is crazy, right? Because people like seeing a girl's perspective of things.
You know what? You'll be surprised.
It's growing
think
pretty fast. It's only been a month and it's already.
And it's booming.
People,
it's booming.
People don't really comment. It's like a trip.
But it's like anybody that would see a title. Because that's what I was telling him on the phone. I'm like, you got a title crazy shit. Like, you got a title that like, nigga from Woo Woo gets indicted for Woo Woo. And then it'll be like, fool, people will be like, oh my God.
Well, no, because I don't really want to put certain things. So
no,
that,
no, most
know,
definitely. Most definitely.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Most definitely. But what I'm saying is like, clickbaiting is a real, like, titles
is
definitely like a good thing. But definitely, I was kicking on my little bitties and she thinks she's with the functions. And I was like, well, look at my homegirl. Well, I called you on the brown bag, remember?
Yeah, you did.
And the fans loved you, by the way.
That was dope.
That was dope. You feel me?
We were in Sinaloa.
Damn, she's way more gangster than you, fool.
Fool, she just got caught. That's the only difference. There's levels of this gangster shit. All
right. This has been No Jumper, you feel me, with Duno, with Negra, with Icons Fat Ass. Make sure you guys go subscribe, comment on Indicted TV.
Yes.
You feel me? And yeah, go tap in and get your tooth gems, get your teeth whitening. And yeah, we out this motherfucker. Bow.